Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We'll move on because five families and over 40 landowners in County Roscommon say they're doomed to another winter of devastating flooding after the construction of a long-awaited drainage pipe has been stopped by legal action, they say. Roscommon County Council says it will vigorously defend the project in the High Court this week after an injunction was sought by Friends of the Irish Environment, who have called for detailed impact assessments of the work to be carried out before it can proceed. It's an issue we've highlighted previously on this programme, as our reporter John Cook can remind us now, John.
That's right, Cormac. I visited flooded homeowners and farmers in Rahara between Roscommon and Athlone last February as they battled rising levels in Loch Funchina. It's a turlough, or naturally disappearing lake, that should drain gradually but hasn't receded as it should have over the last five winters, leaving land owned by over 40 farmers and the homes of five families particularly at risk. As Roscommon County Council and staff and local volunteers worked day and night to prevent them having to leave their houses last February. That's when I joined them to wade through the waters. For some, it was too late, as 83-year-old Edward John Beattie reluctantly left his farmhouse, a decision taken with a heavy heart by his neighbour, Mary O'Mara, in the previous years. Here's a quick reminder.
Yeah, well, I suppose what I would describe what's happening now at the moment with Loch Funchina, it's like a tsunami. Let's say a Roscommon tsunami, because the levels are rising and probably people find it hard to comprehend. Even if we get no rain for the next 2 months, the levels will still go up. And if we get rain, they will go up more.
You don't live here anymore because you've had to move. You had to give up on it.
I come back regularly, but now it's to the point that really, I don't know, will I get to open the front door today if I try to go in, because it's probably about 2 foot of water inside and it's quite dangerous.
The house is ruined, is it? It's abandoned,
ruined,
really.
Yeah, the house is absolutely ruined, yeah. So it's difficult to look at it, I have to say. It is, really.
You'll never be coming back, will you?
No, I can't. I can't.
So Edward John Beattie, well, we're looking in at your house here over the wall and your fields and your farm covered in water.
Yeah.
Just yourself and your wife in the house. What's that like when you're watching the weather and you're watching the lake climbing there?
It's really hard, because you don't know when you have to go. The flood can rise overnight, and if I bust the bank here, we're gone.
And you had to take the decision this week to move out, yourself and Teresa.
The water was coming up there in there at the shed there on Monday, yeah, so it's time to go then.
How did that feel? You've been here 70 years, you were telling me.
70 years, it says. It's hard going out, it's hard. It's a hard estate, you know.
Will you go back?
I'd like to go back, but you don't know if they don't drain off this place, the lot, then you won't get to go back.
Yeah, locals in Rahara and County Roscommon who were forced to leave their homes over flooding last February. So tell us more about this overflow pipeline they hoped would answer their prayers, John, I suppose.
Yeah, Cormac, after years of an anxious wait for people like Mary and Edward and their neighbours there, the Office of Public Works and Roscommon County Council started digging to install a new 3-kilometre-long overflow pipeline linking Loch Funchina with the River Shannon in June, in the hope that it could be completed by October, to prevent another devastating winter for residents in their townland of Bala at Rahara there, to the widespread relief and hope of the local community. But last week, Roscommon County Council confirmed, with what it described as huge regret, that construction work has been stopped at the halfway stage following on from a temporary High Court order secured by Friends of the Irish Environment, who have accused the council of not carrying out proper environmental impact assessments for the project, which they have approved under the 1949 Local Authorities Works Act as an emergency measure. Former Council Cathaoirleach Lawrence Fallon is an independent member of Roscommon County Council. He's also a landowner in the area, his land under threat from the rising turlough too, and told me that locals now feel doomed to more of them having to move out, and they feel devastated by this legal action.
The mood was ecstatic when the pipe was being put in to take a small amount of water out of the lake to lower it to its natural high levels, and nothing more than that, to make sure that houses don't flood. They were ecstatic because some of them who thought they might get back this year realised that they had a possibility of remaining in their homes. So it was extraordinary to see their attitude. And it is now extraordinary to see the anger of them and the entire community, that people will start taking legal challenges, which necessitates work being done to lower the level of the lake to keep the families in their homes. Because every day this action continues, it's a day nearer to people being evicted. And I don't think the FIE can have it on their conscience that a national organisation caused five families and five farmyards to be destroyed and people got rid of out of their homes at the same time as this priesty in Turlough will become more and more polluted as the lake increases on farmyards.
They say it's about following proper procedure and knowing this is the right solution for the environment, wildlife, human life, knowing it's the right decision in the long term.
If you're sitting above in the High Court, you can have all the reasons you want to for bringing High Court proceedings, but at the same time our village is being flooded out of existence. Time is running out. The lake is almost a metre higher than it was this day last year, which means next March it will certainly be a metre higher, because last year was a relatively dry winter. And there's absolutely no way anybody can protect the five families with safety if this lake starts to arrive above last year's level, which it will. So I would appeal to those people in FIE, set aside their discussions for the moment, remove some water from the lake, and if they want it in, return to their legal challenges or whatever they want to do. But this is a matter of life and death for people. Solve that first in the immediate future and then go back to do whatever they want to do legally after that.
And that is Roscommon councillor Lawrence Fallon, whose farmland is also threatened by the flooding at Loch Funchina. John, did you speak to those seeking this High Court injunction?
I did, Cormac. Friends of the Irish Environment say they sympathise with locals living near Loch Funchina and say their actions are not intended to leave them at the mercy of rising water levels, but to ensure the growing threat of climate change and flooding are addressed with the best scientific advice available. Spokesperson Caroline Lewis, who's based in Cork, told me they have received some support from locals in other parts of Roscommon that are concerned, she says, that the overflow pipe could send the floodwaters to their doorsteps, but she couldn't tell me where or who these people were. She insisted, though, that their court action is as much about protecting human life as well as the wildlife and ecology of the area.
We have to face the fact that climate change means more flooding in general, and it's up to the government to put proper measures in place so that when people face this awful hardship and uncertainty, that they know that they're going to be provided with good homes that keep them in the local community, because we're not going to be able to hold back the water. Climate change means more flooding.
So you feel those homeowners, those families that are distraught right now, you're telling them they will have to leave?
Well, they may have to leave. I don't know that. And I mean, it is awful having to leave your home.
But if this overflow pipe could solve the problem, it could protect these people. This is a very specific one location in County Roscommon.
Well, yes, it might solve the problem, but it might not solve the problem. You know, we've been talking to people who say, well, it may well not work. They may well run into difficulties as they go because they haven't done a proper assessment, so they don't know what they're going to find.
Is it worth trying?
In the pathway of this drain. I can't answer that question. I just feel that...
Well, you're going to hold it up, though, through High Court injunctions and this case listed for mention in the High Court on Wednesday this week.
Look, the local authorities only have limited amount of money. They don't want to start digging this drain, get halfway along and find they can't go any further, and then they have to go off and do something else. Or they put this pipe in and it floods somebody else and they're sued. There's many, many things that can go wrong unless it's done properly. I mean, it's not for me, it's not for Friends of the Environment to decide what should happen or not happen. It's up to the proper process, proper planning process that's there. It's in legislation. And that really must be followed because it's there for a reason. It's not there to make people's lives difficult. It's there for a reason. It's there so you get the best decision that is best for everybody.
Let's hope so. Caroline, thank you very much.
Yes, I'd like to give my sympathy to the families affected. You know, we, like I say, our hearts go out to them, and we really hope that the flooding doesn't get any worse.
And that is Caroline Lewis, a trustee of the Friends of the Irish Environment, ending John Cook's report. And as you heard John say there, the case is due for mention in the High Court on Wednesday. Now,